or streaming online, WHGMGold.com. I'm Justin Mallow, joined on the phone now. I'm very excited. I've got the president and CEO of University of Maryland Upper Chesapeake Health. I have Lyle Sheldon on the phone. Lyle, can you hear me?
Yes. Good day.
Good day to you, too. Thank you so much for calling in. I really appreciate it, Lyle. How are you doing today so far?
Well, today, like every day over the last 4 months, has been a day of challenges and has been a day of opportunities. And I've been here at Upper Chesapeake for 33 years, proudly serving this community, and we are pleased to continue through our healthcare services to continue to provide services to Hartford and Western Cecil counties.
So how are things going with you guys with all this going on? Is it very chaotic or things under control, or can you give us an update, Lyle?
Well, what I would say in any situation that you could determine as either a local or state or national crisis, it's really remarkable how closely partners come together. And in our particular case, we're working closely with the University of Maryland Medical System, and we're a proud member of the medical system, but also aligning our efforts with local Harford County government and the health department. And we have a very good plan, but like everything, until we're tested, we'll have a better sense. But we've got a very good plan that's been thoughtfully developed and literally changing day to day.
Oh, great. Has the community been helpful and being generous towards you guys at all?
One of the things that's unique about Harford County, and to give you an idea, about 75% of our team members are Harford County residents. Another 10% are Cecil County residents. 85 to 95% of our patients come from Harford and Cecil counties. And so we are serving our neighbors and our friends. And the generosity of support that we've received from the community really has been incredible. Last Sunday, Gypsy Signs, which is a local firm, surprised us with a temporary Heroes Work Here sign on March 30th, which just happened to be Doctor's Day. And it really gave us a boost and inspired us as we were coming to work. We've also seen a tremendous amount of food that's being donated to us, and it's really been amazing.
That's a good thing to get that food donated.
Absolutely. And we're so fortunate to live and work in a community that cares so much about us. And what we're doing as we receive these gifts is doing our best to acknowledge these gifts publicly on our social media pages. You know, something else that we've been asked is how people can help. And what I would tell you, what we've put together is a COVID-19 response fund.
Okay, because I was just about to ask you, how can people help you guys? Is there anything else you guys are looking for? Sure.
Yeah, and I think what folks, if they're well interested, go to our webpage and you can find a COVID help link. And really what we're asking for is donations of financial dollars, because again, that helps us with the purchase of health and medical supplies to protect our patients and our staff. It helps us purchase technology to do remote health support. It helps us to purchase equipment to keep our patients and families connected with social distancing. So for example, you may not know, but about 2 weeks ago, we introduced or implemented a no visitor policy. So visitors are not allowed to come to the hospital unless it's for a newborn or an end-of-life issue. And that's a real challenge for any patient, but particularly our older patient. So again, my ask for the community would be financial resources to our foundation, to our COVID-19 response fund, and let us use those dollars to put them to these different causes.
What's the best website for them to go to find out more information about that, Lyle?
Yes, it would be umuch.org/COVID help.
And to make that simple, we'll have a direct link to get to that website on our Facebook page or facebook.com/WHGMGold with a direct link to get to your Facebook page as well, because you said that you post stuff on your social media pages, right, for updates and stuff?
Absolutely. And one of the other comments that I'd make is that our healthcare workers and team members are banding together, because our focus and priority really is to provide great care in a safe environment and to support our team who are doing so many different duties every day. And as we're seeing this pandemic evolve, as you can imagine, the policies from the Centers for Disease Control, the feedback, the input, the direction we're getting from University of Maryland Medical System, which has set up its own hospital incident command and putting out policies across all of the UMS facilities, has really been a great help for us so that we can, again, keep our team members safe, keep our patients safe, and keep our providers safe and be here for our community in this time of need.
What do you think is the best thing people can do so they don't see you? You know, no offense, but we want to keep people away from you guys as much as possible. Is there something best people can do besides staying at home, Lyle?
Well, certainly the aspect that you just mentioned about social distancing, staying off the roads, but also making sure, particularly individuals that may have compromised health situations, staying in touch with your specialty physician or your primary care physician so that they can monitor as best they can remotely. And we have a, you may not know, we have a community board of directors, and we have a very robust medical staff, and we have a great group of dedicated team members. As I said, 85% of our team members are Harford County and or Cecil County residents. So where you work, where you live, and live where you work, not only is there a passion about servicing and healthcare, but I think it takes it to another level when you're servicing your neighbors and friends in your own community.
Yeah, you can tell they really care about the community they serve, for sure. So that's why I'm really glad to speak with you, Lau, to help kind of get the word out on how things were going over there at the University of Maryland Upper Chesapeake Health. So again, they can go to your website for more information on the different updates on the COVID-19 pandemic?
Yes, we have a frequently asked questions and then a daily update on how activities are changing here, and whether it's our visitation policy. You know, another item that we just introduced April 6th was actually requiring everybody that comes on campus to wear a surgical face mask.
Mm.
So again, just trying to minimize the possibility of spreading this disease or somebody catching it. So that is, again, something that somebody would see this week that was not the case last week.
Yeah, things are always changing, so you guys are up to date with all this going on, for sure.
Yes.
So again, they can find out more information on your website, or to make it simple, we'll have a direct link to get to that on our page at facebook.com/WHGM Gold. So Lyle Sheldon, I do want to thank you for calling in today to help kind of get the word about how things are going. Thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy schedule to give us an update on how things are going.
Thank you. Be safe, work smart, and stay healthy. Enjoy your day.
All right. Take care, Lyle. Thanks again.
Bye-bye.